Everybody, welcome to the Power League and Friends, episode 3. My name's Dustin Nickerson. Me is John Lowther. How you doing, John?
Great.
Peter Delgado.
I'm doing great.
Yeah, you're doing well.
I'm waiting for you to introduce me someday as and with me as always.
Well, it's really hard not to, honestly. And with me as always is Garth. With me as always is Garth.
What was that about, man?
That's good. How are you guys doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm good. I've had half a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Peter's energized.
He is, yeah. He's a different
person.
My
eyes are waking up a little bit.
Yeah. I don't like when people spend the good first, like, hour of their day not on coffee and just blaming the fact that they're treating you awfully as a person.
Because
I haven't had my coffee yet. I haven't had my coffee yet. Your wife's
your
ugly.
Coffee.
Like, whoa,
I'm about to be a jerk.
Scale it back a little bit.
No, like, they'll go in a room and come back and like, I had coffee. Like,
yeah.
How you doing?
Well, it's funny because caffeine takes like a half an hour to kick in anyway. So people take the first sip and like, oh, now I'm better. No, you're not. You've got some weird mental anxiety issues that you gotta work through there, buddy. But hey, good morning to you guys.
Good
to see you guys here on time. That's good. I was realizing I had this thought yesterday when I had to be somewhere at 7:30 a.m. and I did the thing that you do when you trick yourself in the morning. Like, oh man, and I can sleep in an extra 15 minutes, I'll be just fine. You know what that does? Makes you 15 minutes late to where you're going to go.
All the time.
Every
time.
The immediately wake up version of me, like when I woke up, my first half an hour, I'm the most untrustworthy person on the planet. I'm only plotting how to get back to bed for the first 30 minutes of my day.
I'm ready to go. I'm totally morning person.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Except for this morning, I've been up since like 4.
Really?
Yeah. Wife and I have.
What have you been doing?
My wife and I have
TV
have this unspoken agreement now.
Okay.
That when we have a puppy, she's a year old.
Okay.
But when she's acting up and she doesn't make it through the night,
mm-hmm.
one of us gets up, and if the person that gets up first will take her into the living room and lay on the couch with her out there.
Okay.
So the other person can sleep.
That's funny. That's not unlike what we do with our kids. Which
right.
is if one of our kids gets up in the middle of the night, I go and handle that. But then my wife will get up first.
Okay.
So it's similar there? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and we'll take turns, you know, because we'll just know, like, yeah, you got up last time. Sometimes we'll do a game, too, where we'll both pretend to just still be asleep.
Sure, yep.
But
yep.
There's no way
I'm quite
you're
familiar.
Sleeping through a dog jumping on your face.
Yeah. I'm quite familiar with that game.
But, so anyways, yeah, I've been up hanging out with her.
Well, it was your lady's birthday, right?
It was.
Yeah.
It was birthday month.
How's birthday month going?
Started on June 1st, because that is her actual birthday.
Okay.
It's going well.
You know what? Maybe there's something. If your birthday is on the 1st of a month, can we just give you the whole month? Is that a
well? Interesting.
Wait, is it your, when's
yeah,
your?
December 1st. We're
oh,
exactly
man.
Exactly
oh.
6 months apart. So it was my half birthday.
In year two?
Yeah, 1982.
Oh, wow.
I'll date myself there. 1982, June 1st and December 1st. So she does go out of her way on her birthday to make sure she says to me, happy half birthday.
That's nice.
And then when it's my birthday,
very,
though,
very
she says, do you have anything
happy
to say
belated.
To me?
Do you have anything
birthday.
To say to me?
Thank you, Peter.
Yeah.
Well, we had happy. Oh, good point. And so, happy birthday to your lady. Well, what'd you guys do for her birthday?
Her
parents
came down. They live up in LA, so they came down to San Diego to visit. We went out to dinner at the new Stone Brewery in Point Loma. I forget the name of it now. Liberty Station.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was good. Place is huge. It's got a couple, 3 or 4 bars. They have some bocce ball courts in the middle. We played for a while,
which is nice.
I showed my Italian. Prowess.
We spoke about this last time, right? Of that's just another one of the backyard games where you throw.
Oh, yeah.
You throw underhand, but you have an offhand that's available.
It's
for
holding
a beverage,
yeah. A tasty beverage. So I showed the Californians what was up there, how we play those games.
How we play those games.
Midwesterners.
Back in Milwaukee.
The good
which
land.
Is not really Midwest because it's as north as you can get in our country. Correct? Is there a country?
Well. No, because you can actually get more northern because Wisconsin's a little stunted by the Great Lakes.
Yeah, but
like North Dakota is more northern technically.
Well, I mean, you can get more northern, but what state sits on top of Milwaukee?
on top of Milwaukee.
Yeah, right.
There's the Michigan Peninsula.
The lake, right.
And then
it's Canada,
yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't border Canada.
So you're not really, so you don't have a border, that's right. Doing the map in my mind right now.
Yeah, we don't border Canada at all. Minnesota, North Dakota.
Yeah.
And then we have the Michigan Peninsula.
I still don't think of it as true Midwest, though. I think Iowa, Ohio.
See, now Ohioans
Nebraska.
Would definitely argue that they are not Midwest.
Yeah.
And
Ohioans would say they're not Midwest.
They're not Midwest. No.
What do they want to be? What do they want to be?
They're not East Coast either. I don't know, the Middle East, I guess.
The Middle East, there you go.
Middle East.
I don't know what they consider themselves.
One of my favorite things is when the Midwest, and I've gone on this rant before, likes to try and claim Chicago. Like, no, we're not boring and lame. We've got Chicago.
Yeah, next to Gary, Indiana.
They're like, okay, well, first, kind of, because Chicago is fairly far east. And then second, Chicago is nothing like the entire rest of the whole Midwest. And I've been to the quote-unquote big cities of
the
Midwest.
What's the third? Isn't it the third largest?
Yeah, right. In New York, L.A., Chicago, and Chicago. Have you guys been to Chicago?
I've not.
Oh, a bunch, yeah.
Yeah. It's, there's nothing between New York and L.A. that is anything like Chicago. And there are more people in, like, one mid-sized downtown skyriser than everything else between Chicago and the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Midwest argument, too, is you can't technically call Ohio Midwest and Missouri. That's a large gap. You have to make a distinction somewhere.
I agree.
So, I don't know where it is. I'm not arguing for or against it.
Mark Christopher Lawrence says Missouri's the South.
So, yeah.
Even if it won't lay claim to the South.
But
so you went there, and that was enjoyable?
Yeah, we got to see Kristen's sister. Kristen's my wife. Her sister just had a baby, so he's about 8 weeks old. So he got to come his first outing at a public restaurant. So that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Cute little guy.
How'd he do?
Slept a lot. Cried a lot.
Yep.
It was funny at the table we were at. We were at like a huge.
That sounds exactly like my weekend.
Yeah.
Slept a lot. Cried a lot.
Because I slept, cried a lot. We were like a huge kind of extended picnic table style seating, you know, with just huge benches.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was another group of people sitting adjacent to us at the same table, and they had an 8-week-old little girl.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of funny because everybody's all baby talk, babies, and my wife is just sitting there like, I don't have a baby, and I got to look. So,
ooh, you
got the look. I got the look,
yes,
like, you know,
yeah.
I am turning 31. Hello, hi. That was my weekend.
Yeah, that's exciting. Peter?
Did a lot of outdoor stuff.
Okay.
San Diego-wise, just staying outside in the sun. Got a little burnt.
That's
a little
nice.
Red today.
Can we say, as Peter's describing this, he is wearing a full beard and flannel shirt.
Yep.
So
yep.
He says he's an outdoorsman. He looks like brawny.
I kind of do. I've got the brown brawny shirt.
Well, did the brawny guy shave, or isn't he clean?
I don't know. He has a beard. It depends. The logo has changed over time. I've actually looked this up.
Really?
But Peter is definitely the brawny guy, right?
I got no room in my life for a beardless brawny guy.
Yeah. Peter's got a thin Al Borland look right now.
Yeah. That's a good one. I like that. So what'd you do? You were outdoors. Where did you venture?
I went to the point.
Did you sleep outdoors?
No, not really.
Not
just
that outdoors.
No. I went to the Point Loma Lighthouse.
You walked outdoor to some different restaurants.
Yeah.
Street lights go on, I come.
The old Point Loma Lighthouse, which I didn't know there was a new Point Loma Lighthouse.
Oh.
Found that out when I went there.
Is it...
It was all sectioned off from the military base.
Okay.
Port Rosecrans. But the old Point Loma House... Lighthouse was pretty impressive, you know, pretty picturesque, and you got to go inside the little spiral staircase and whatnot.
Pretty lighthousey.
Yeah, very lighthousey.
Lighthouse-y.
Yeah. I was kind of disappointed that they closed it off at 5, so, you know, you really can't see all, like, the light, or they don't turn the light on or anything, so,
yeah.
I mean.
They don't need to warn the boats that they're close to shore anymore.
No.
I guess that makes sense.
But I also went to Lucha Libre. Have you guys ever been there?
I haven't. Tell me about Lucha Libre.
Lucha Libre.
Lucha Libre.
Yeah, so it's basically like it's a Mexican themed restaurant that's all like themed out for like the luchador wrestling.
Okay.
It's very kitschy and it gets a lot of like touristy kind of things. But actually, I reserved the champion's table, which is like this big corner table.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was. They give you like masks, and they give you like crazy treatment. They give you a little bell, and you can just like, it's a taco. And they do. You just like whenever you want something, you just like ding 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 ding, and they're just like there.
Did you have to take your shirt off?
I only did it once, and I put the mask on, and you know, no.
That'd be awesome.
But I was pretty impressed because I ordered a horchata and they gave me like a massive, like chalice.
Yeah.
Chalice of horchata.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
I felt pretty champion.
Wait, did you hold it with one hand just in the air and
I grabbed a picture.
Started telling people, barking orders at them.
Mm-hmm.
Another.
Were cute Latin women like flocking to you?
Mm-hmm. They were all like, it was roped off so they couldn't get in really.
Oh,
you know.
See that would be the allure to me.
Yeah.
Not during your wife's birthday month.
No, no.
But come July 1.
My wife is 100% half Latin.
That makes sense.
Yep, every time.
That lines up.
Me too.
You too?
Mm-hmm.
You and his wife?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Cool.
How about you?
Well, thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Hey, I appreciate that, guys. It was a good weekend, a good week for me. Did a couple shows. Was at Madhouse Comedy Club 2 days ago. And then last night, I was up in Pasadena, California.
Little old lady.
And doing a show with the old legendary Ice House Comedy Club, which was a lot of fun. We're doing a recording for Comedy Time TV, so it was a showcase of me and there
Great.
Was like 7 or 8 other really, really funny comedians. It was a good show. So.
Now, you do a lot of magic in your show.
Is that correct? Great and powerful Dustin.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's mainly just magic, actually.
Okay.
So who was performed at the Ice House?
Everyone.
Everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's... You look at the wall, a lot of comedy clubs will have the pictures of the people that have performed there, and, you know, the difference between a San Diego club and an L.A. club is San Diego club has names that you recognize from the last 10, 15 years, you know.
They name names.
Yeah, they name names, you know, and they have that wall there. You're like, oh, okay, you know. Aziz has been here, and you know, Jen Cover and Dane Cook's been here, Jim Gaffigan. Like,
sure.
These are names that you guys know, and they grab them. A lot of the big names, they kind of grab them on their way up, you know. And so their pictures. Mark Maron was, you know, all their pictures and stuff were there. But then you look over to their Hall of Fame wall, and it's like Robin Williams and Steve Martin and, you know, Seinfeld, obviously, and it's just like. But it takes you back even before Seinfeld. You know, it's got
sure.
It's got Letterman. It's got this really young mugshot of George Carlin. You know, and so it's cool. You know, it's cool to be in places that have that kind of history. And so yeah, it was a fun show. And Pasadena's kind of it's nice to drive to because you don't go through L.A. You kind of zip around it and then come back. So it was not too bad. Went and did my standard, go do a comedy show. After the comedy show, get 2 donuts and a cup of coffee and drive home.
It's pretty standard.
It was standard. And I went to a Mexican shop there. A Mexican shop, that sounds
taco
bad.
Shop.
Went to a taco shop, a.k.a. a Mexican restaurant.
No pan dulces, though?
No. And my friend who I was with, Brandon, walked in and tried to order a California burrito, and he just got a blank stare. From the guy back
does
there.
Not happen in L.A.
Because a California burrito is...
It's a carne asada burrito with fries.
Yeah.
Usually some guac in there. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's delightful is what it is. It'll kill you. Like, I think that at least you lose per California burrito that you eat in your life, I think it's just a 1 month trade-off.
Exactly.
One California
it's
burrito.
It's pretty fair.
1 month. So
I'm
you
have
should,
a. I'm going to have a...
So at this pace, yeah, he's going to be dying.
Any day now
yeah.
For my California consumption.
Peter's one of those guys, too.
That means Peter's losing a year a week.
Peter will eat, like, a burrito and a pizza, like, in one day
yeah.
And not gain an ounce.
Yeah.
Whereas it's like, I'll, like, look at a pizza and
yeah,
I'm not 15 pounds.
You'll smell the pizza and, yeah, I like that.
It's
gonna be a sad day when my metabolism catches
up. Peter's just gonna wake up huge.
That's not.
It's gonna be just one day, all of a sudden.
You know, you could go then be a luchador.
I could.
There it is, full circle.
Cool. Peter, you've done the most LA versus San Diego time in the group. How does the Mexican food Battle Royale, Shakedown?
Definitely San Diego.
Okay.
Just because, I mean, when I used to live in Orange County and then living in San Diego, I've eaten a lot, like, in San Diego, and it's, to me, it's way better. Mm-hmm. There's a couple, like, good spots that I like in Orange County. I don't really eat too much in L.A., but I hear from a lot of people that San Diego is definitely the...
I would hope
prime,
so.
The prime spot
yeah.
for Mexican food.
Yeah, we're a good Ken Griffey Jr. baseball throw away from Mexico.
Let's put it this way. There is a sushi place up the street from where we work that I go to for lunch sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And all the chefs there are Mexican.
Good Mexican sushi restaurant.
Exactly, exactly. So if you want Mexican food, San Diego will make it happen.
Yeah. Not so good at the sushi, though.
The sushi is pretty good. I
it's
mean,
okay.
I don't know who is behind the curtain
yeah.
there, but all the people, you know how they have the display case in the front of sushi places where they're cutting everything up?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Those guys, every time you walk in, and they welcome you in Japanese. I forget what they say. But it's just kind of cute because they have a little Mexican accent when you walk in, you know, and they're like, sashimi. And you're like,
it's getting a little racist all of a sudden. I'm a little uncomfortable.
Nah, there's no racism. realism. That's
just realism. Welcome to San Diego,
yeah,
everybody.
That's what it is when you walk in there. But I mean, the food's great.
Every region has their thing, and Mexican food is definitely ours. So, as far as food goes, here's the icebreaker for the week, guys. We wanted to talk about this. What is your favorite thing on the internet? The place that you find yourself going to the most, thing that you're checking the most, so on and so forth. Your favorite thing on the internet?
Just because I'm really art and design centric, mm-hmm. I like to check out like stuff that inspires me.
Mm-hmm.
So, not every day, but a good amount of days, I'll check out The Fox is Black. It's like a design blog
okay.
based up in LA. This guy writes it. He just writes about a lot of like music.
Okay, what's on it?
Just a lot of music. He does a lot of, like, the museum, art, food.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of like a culture blog of L.A.
Okay.
Kind of with, like, the design
oh,
and
cool.
art twists in it, too.
Sounds interesting. Who's the guy?
Bobby Solomon.
Okay.
I think he works for some design company up in L.A., so he gets a lot of, like, perks and different things,
nice.
A lot of inside stuff,
nice.
Which is really cool.
Cool. Inspires you for the day.
Definitely.
I find myself on 22 Words, which is Abraham Piper's, like, it's kind of a blog, but it's primarily just, he does the casual browsing of the internet that can end up saving you hours, because it just, like, here's the actual, you know, like, every day there might be one new YouTube video that I'm actually interested in seeing.
Sure.
Despite the fact that, like, a million are uploaded every day. And so he'll show me the one and a couple images and, you know, some interesting. He does, like, different comic strips there and stuff like that. So I'll go to 22 Words. Naturally, I'll dink around on ESPN.com a little bit. But as far as, like, YouTube stuff goes, I can't get over how much I enjoy the Epic Rap Battles of History.
I mean, I subscribe to them, so I see them on my YouTube feed.
Yeah.
And I'm always, like, overjoyed when I see a new one. I'm like,
yeah, I stop what I'm doing usually.
Yeah.
And they've gotten, this last one, they just did their season two, and the production quality is so high, and they've gotten so much smarter, you know, like the last one that they did with just the four different Russian leaders throughout history was so good.
Well, season one was pretty epic.
Yeah.
I mean, and
season
then,
one aired a lot of times on The Ridiculous, though.
Yeah.
You know, like it'd be like, you know, Hulk Hogan versus Kim Jong-il, you know, like it was
yeah.
just... It was out more on the ridiculous side. But this one, like, the Lance Armstrong, Babe Ruth one, and they actually, like, made some commentary on Lance Armstrong cheating. And it was
the Gandhi versus Martin Luther King.
Yeah, yeah, they're pretty intelligent. John, are you not familiar?
I'm familiar, I don't
yeah.
watch.
Yeah, you don't watch.
Mm. Sorry.
You know,
it's okay. It's okay.
But,
it's not an original idea. I mean, each video gets like 22 million, you know, that
yeah.
Snoop doing like a cameo on one of them. So this isn't like an indie website that I've discovered by any stretch of the imagination. Though
I
do enjoy How It Should Have Ended, too. The How It Should Have Ended website.
Those are great.
Yeah.
What did Michael Scott say about YouTube?
Oh, yeah, Michael Scott. When I first discovered YouTube, I didn't work for a week.
Oh, I respect Michael Scott so much.
I was thinking this the other day of the, you know, obviously you're familiar with the World's Best Boss Cup.
Okay.
And I was thinking, you know, they sell and order those now. And in a weird, ironic twist, the men and women who have gotten that cup are a lot like Michael Scott. You know, like, if someone's going to have that cup and carry it around, it's not showing that they're just fans of The Office. It also tells them that they're, you know, they're actually a lot like Michael Scott.
He bought it for himself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sometimes people ask me,
that to him.
Do I want my employees to love me or hate me? Easy. I want them to love me so much they hate me. John, your favorite thing on the internet? The webs.
The webs, baseball news.
Baseball. What baseball site do you check first?
That's a tough one. So I check Twitter a lot, but only...
Not during work hours.
Live
time while the game's going on?
Yeah, or? I'll check Twitter, but like, well, and if you look at my Twitter any point in the day, almost everything I follow is strictly baseball.
Yeah.
I use it just as a baseball news source.
Yeah.
And I use Twitter, I don't tweet. Or
guys, anything. Do follow John. We do need John to up his Twitter game a little bit more now that we've launched this big time podcast. And I'm looking at you too, Delgado.
Yep.
What are you guys' Twitter handles?
At Oh Dear Delgado.
Oh Dear Delgado. Yep. O-H Dear D-E-A-R Delgado.
D-E-L-G-A-D-O.
And I'm at Dustin Nickerson.
Johnny J-Lo.
Johnny J-Lo.
J-O-H-N-N-Y J-L-O-W.
You ever have, yesterday we were doing a team building exercise. And we were doing high ropes. I don't know if you guys still have the harness sore that I have right now.
I cut my finger.
Yeah, there's nothing...
I have the memories.
Nothing enjoyable about having a harness on. But at one point, while John was 25 feet in the air on a high ropes course, I looked at him and I referred to him as J-Lo, which I was very proud that I named you J-Lo. But nobody had really acknowledged it. And then like 3 or 4 minutes later, another coworker said J-Lo, and everyone else like, oh, that's hilarious. They call him J-Lo. We're going to call him that now. And I was happy that it was a good nickname, but I'm not going to receive an ounce of the credit for that.
Well, actually, I've been called J-Lo since, like 98.
Not here, though.
No, not here.
You're J-Plaid here.
J-Plaid. But, yeah, I've always been called that. It was always a nickname before Jennifer Lopez was ever popular,
yeah.
Because my last name, first two letters are L-O-W.
J-Lo, more like J-Ho. Sorry, that's an old SNL poll.
I've been called
there
P. Diddy.
P. Diddy.
Yep.
There it is,
yeah,
J-Lo
nice,
P. Diddy.
Yeah.
We do not have a relationship
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
P. Diddy's a good guy, but
yeah.
I'm married.
So, just so you know, on the day that we did High Ropes, I said J-Lo first.
Okay.
As it goes around, I don't expect you to make sure that everyone tells that, but
I'll embrace it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
So besides Twitter, is there like a specific
like
website?
MLB Network?
I guess MLB.com. What is MLB at Bat? I think is the app
okay.
I follow.
Oh, yeah.
And then any Cleveland Indians news source.
Yeah.
I have a live feed that gives me everything.
Well, this is a good segue because I wanted to talk some baseball today.
Let's talk some ball.
So,
it's a good time.
Just so our audience knows here, baseball is, of the three guys in the room, baseball is the sport that we probably collectively watch the most. Peter, big-time Angels fan.
Big-time Angels fan.
And
Padres.
And Padres fan,
yeah.
Which
I'd say
is fine. They're not in the same division, so that's okay. John, diehard Cleveland Indians fan.
Diehard Cleveland Indians fan.
Used to work, can we say that,
yeah.
for...
I used to work for the Milwaukee Brewers.
As?
I was the Italian sausage.
Mascot.
Mascot,
wow.
Yeah.
Nice. And you did the races?
I did the races. I was in two ESPN Sports Center commercials with Stuart Scott.
Excellent. That's awesome.
As the
Italian. You get IMDb credits for that?
No, not for a commercial.
But, and were you there the infamous day?
Ironically enough.
Hold on, the story. Well, who was the player?
Randall Simon.
So this was 7, 8 years ago.
Randall Simon, man, it was 03.
Yeah.
Randall Simon from the Pittsburgh Pirates at the time, he later went
on. Is he still in the league?
No. He
yeah.
later went on to play for like the Cubs and a couple other teams.
Okay.
And faded out. He was a platoon piece player. But the famous, world famous Racing Clements sausages.
Yeah, so every game.
Every game, bottom of the sixth inning ends, the Racing sausages run from one outfield wall.
So
down.
Four mascot sausages.
Five now. They actually have the chorizo to reach out
to. So there's the chorizo, the Italian.
The Polish, the brat, and the hot dog.
Okay.
Now, when I was a kid, they used to do this very rarely. It was like a promotion, and they only had three back then, and the costumes were real ugly looking.
Yeah. But they really upped their
now
game.
Now they upped it. And, I mean, now you'll notice almost every single stadium has totally copied it.
Oh, really?
The pierogies in Pittsburgh, in Cleveland, they have like the... It's like mustard, ketchup, and relish race against each other. I think in the National Stadium, three presidents race against each other.
Nice.
It's picked up.
It's fixed, though, isn't it?
Have you guys seen the San Diego Squirrel?
Yeah.
I don't know the San Diego Squirrel.
The last Padre game I went to, they had this guy dressed up as in a squirrel suit race just a random person from the crowd across from right field to left field. And they let the person from the crowd get halfway... like to the midpoint,
yeah.
And all of a sudden the squirrel just like starts booking it, and he beats the guy across the
and
field.
And he's just some dude in a suit who's incredibly fast.
Yeah.
Let me, if we go back real quick to, is it fixed?
Yeah.
Yes and no.
Okay.
So
are you allowed to say this? Are you?
I mean,
this is inside information.
This is inside
information.
This
is inside edition.
I don't mind.
This is outside the line on ESPN.com.
So, yeah, if any of the ESPN guys want to call me, I'd love to do a show. So, essentially, we have rules. We have house rules, and nobody tells us these rules. Like, our supervisors and bosses don't say this. But what they will tell us occasionally is people love these things. They get so involved in this. And this, so they'll put the stats up all year on the scoreboard after the race of, you know, Broadhurst has 30 wins. And so if one sausage is lacking, like way behind, they'll be like, hey, you know, for the next couple weeks, we need at least 5 wins.
Yeah.
But the way it works is, you know, it's a bunch of high school and
college. Coming. I'm going to have to send you down to AAA.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to send you now back to, is there a AAA equivalent? A different race?
Different race.
Yeah.
No, that's probably, well, you know, we are mascots, but we do a lot of any other promotions. You know,
okay.
You have to shoot the t-shirt gun or dance on the dugout. So that might be something where they'll put you, they're like, hey, you're not doing the race today, you're going to dance on the dugout instead.
While in the suit? Or no? Or like, just you?
No, just you.
So you just, Sean.
That's the job nobody wants.
Jay Lau, just dancing in the dugout.
You have to get polka. We had to do like a polka lesson.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's when you're like.
It's a lot of work for minimum wage.
Oh, yeah. In Wisconsin, it's not the same minimum wage.
Minimum wage, you pay your employer in Wisconsin,
I think. I made $6.75 an hour doing that.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, that was my first job.
This was a long time ago, but.
Scooping popcorn.
You know, 6, 7, 8 years ago. But, so, you know, they'll tell us, you know, so-and-so, you know, the Bratwurst, we need at least 5 wins.
We need 5 wins out of the Bratwurst.
But the thing is, you know, in the locker, the mascot locker room, you're all high school and college kids.
Yeah.
And everybody has their sausage. You don't switch sausage. I was always the Italian whenever I raced. And after a while, you kind of get priority because you get seniority.
Yeah.
And it's like, John is the Italian. And my best friend, Darren, he's the Polish. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't mess with that. Like, if they're racing, that's their sausage.
Sometimes a new guy comes in, doesn't know the rules.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You just put them in their place.
So there's a sense of pride, though. But there's also this, you know, this fight between the high school and college kids where it's like the college guys aren't going to let these hot shot 16-year-olds come in and win a race.
No.
This is not going to happen.
No.
And we'll get a call sometime from some big one in the organization, from either team, and they'll be like, hey, you know, I have a friend visiting, getting a tour, we're going to let him do the race.
Mm.
We'll usually bring that person downstairs, introduce them to the people they're going to race against, let them pick out their sausage.
Yeah.
And really get them pumped.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is so awesome. Like, oh, you're going to love it. And then when we get out there, they do not win. We've never lost a race to a guest runner.
Well, it's got to be a real... There's so much pride in that statement. Oh. I've never lost a race to it. We will protect this house. We must protect this house.
Not here, not now.
No guest is just going to come here
and
win. There's got to be a real trick to running like that. I mean, it's It's not full strides, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When you hit home plate, that's when... Cause that's kind of the thing with the guest racers is they think, you know, it's kind of this jog.
Yeah.
But when you hit home plate, you turn it on, and if you don't know how to handle the costume, you're going to fall behind.
Exactly.
Especially, the sad thing is the chorizo.
So you versus Usain Bolt in the sausage.
Yeah.
Who's winning?
One of
He's
us.
Never gotten in it before.
You,
my The sausage runners
well,
are going to beat
well,
Usain
we'll
Bolt,
also
the fastest
pick,
man in
we'll
history.
We'll also pick our best racer that
okay.
day. We'll be like, you know... My best friend Darren. We're like, Darren's gonna win. My friend Darren is not. He's undefeated.
He's undefeated.
We're both retired now. He never lost a race.
Really?
Retired.
He's a big college soccer player. The kid can just fly.
Yeah.
But like the chorizo, sometimes we'll make the kind of a bitch costume, not because of what it is, but it has a sombrero.
Okay.
A huge floppy sombrero that catches air, and it just totally drags you down.
Oh.
And it's like you can't really win it.
This is so interesting.
I mean, there's a lot to this.
No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah.
I get a lot for $6.75
an hour.
If you show up, like, are you a legend there? Is your picture on the wall, like,
you know,
David Letterman at the Ice House? Like,
if my supervisor's still there. They would definitely know who we are.
Would they let you race?
But there's... Oh, yeah.
Could you get me in a race? Do you still got that kind of power, that kind of sway?
There's so much turnover there because it's a summer high school college job.
Sure.
So, like, if I went back there, I probably wouldn't know any of the guys anymore,
yeah.
You know? You know, it's like being a camp counselor or a lifeguard.
You're not a legend. Like, that's John.
Yeah.
Was the pole sergeant from 06 to 08.
Never lost a race.
Yeah. I lost races, but back to Randall Simon. That was my first day on the job.
Okay.
I wasn't in the race that day.
So you weren't in the race.
I got to be lucky enough to be one of the dancers
that day.
Huge
story. So they run by the dugout.
They run past the dugout.
And the visitor's dugout.
Both.
Because
you
come. Right.
Yeah, we stay on that track.
Yeah.
You know, you come out on the warning track, go all the way past the dugouts, around home plate, and back to the other outfield.
And Randall Simon is sitting on the top, he's standing on the top step of the dugout.
He was going out to the on-deck circle. He was up next.
But he was in the dugout at the time, right?
At the time, yeah. He's headed out.
So he has a bat in his hand.
He has a bat.
And the sausage nearest to him was...
It was the Italian.
It was a
girl.
And he hits the sausage.
Yeah, she was... Man...
Was it a big... It was a fairly gentle hit, but it was enough that knocked her over,
Well,
right?
This is the thing. Her name was Mandy.
Okay.
She was probably, like, 20 years old at the time. Mandy is, like, maybe 5 foot.
Okay.
And so... He didn't actually make any contact with her body.
Okay.
But
he
hit the top of it, and it just totally swept her legs, came out from under her, and she ate it hard.
Did she?
Her legs were pretty cut up. Because, I mean, I don't know if you've ever been on the warning track.
Oh, it's not soft.
Yeah, it's just hard gravel.
Yeah.
And so she went down, and then the sausage behind her, the brat, another girl.
Yeah.
I think it was, man, I want to say Veronica, but she flipped
the
over.
The caution flag came out.
Then my friend Darren, the Polish, he picked them both up, you know, and... Well, the hot dog was already won the race. He didn't know.
Oh, the hot dog.
He had no idea.
Inconsiderate punk.
So it was...
The hot dog isn't used to winning races, but when the two went down and then the Polish was being thoughtful, the hot dog went...
He was already... He was high-stepping it through the...
He was stinking Deion Sanders.
Oh, yeah. We gave him a hard time. But honestly, if you watch the replay, he never saw it because it was behind him.
He thought he was having the race of his life.
Oh,
man,
yeah.
I can't even see him anymore.
But,
I'm just blowing by these
guys. It was a huge news story. I mean...
Oh, I think blew up. That was all over. That was your first day on the job.
A lot of things that, you know, we signed off on that I can't discuss.
Sure.
Just because of the media and everything
involved.
And, you know, for reasons I won't talk about, she didn't go back to work. And
okay,
so
there
was, I mean, a lot happened.
Yeah.
This was me and my friend's first day working there.
Wow.
So, I mean, so we're dealing with big baseball fans. Baseball was my favorite sport growing up. Played it for 12 years. Watched, and you know, a really fun Mariners team in the mid to late 90s, early 2000s.
Which is interesting because I'm a huge Indians
fan. And yeah, we were.
That's
I mean, and you as an Angels fan,
in the
with 90s. A big rivalry as well. Our big year in 95 was your big choke year, and everyone thinks of it as because we were down by so many games and came back and won the West.
And the Indians went to the World Series that year.
But baseball is in the news again for, well.
Every day.
The usual thing for being what I consider the most jacked up, corrupt, dirty sport that there is, maybe in the history of mankind.
In the history of mankind? That's pretty strong
there.
Like, you're talking like even with gladiators?
I'm over baseball. Part of the reason is because even as they try and clean up the sport, it seems, with this most recent story, its stars are still cheating. I mean, so, John, you know the news better. What's the story that came out recently?
Well, all these guys are tied
Biogenesis.
To, yeah, Biogenesis. I forget the guy's name.
Anthony Bosch?
Yeah, Bosch.
Okay.
There we go. Actually, I think I just got a text about it. But, so he had this little strip mall location down in Florida.
Something classy.
Yeah, real classy. And essentially he was, you know, providing people with steroids, or I guess not even steroids, just banned substances. I don't know the specifics of what was supplied to each
player. Ones you're not supposed to be on.
Yeah, which is an extremely long list for baseball. And so while he was, he's been implicated with a bunch of players. There's a long list. Alex Rodriguez is obviously the big name on the list. There's a couple other guys out there. One that comes to mind is Johnny Peralta.
Okay.
Bartolo Colon, Melky Cabrera, which is interesting because some of these guys have already served their time. So it'll be interesting to see if they get another slap on the wrist, even though they've already done their suspension.
Yeah.
But
it's a lot of the big stars, man.
Yeah,
it is.
A-Rod, like...
A-Rod's the name, yeah.
Big name.
I mean, honestly, we don't know if he'll ever play again. His injury,
hurt right now.
And I don't think we want to see him play.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
There's no time for his return, so then
yeah.
If, like, this hits him, and then that's bad news.
And it's sad for the game. I think the problem is, as much as I love, you know, the players' union and everything, I think they need to step up.
You love the players' union?
Well, I think, you know, what they do for each other in that sense, you know, is...
Yeah.
As far as setting standards for, you know, the guy that makes the league minimum and whatnot.
Sure.
They've done a lot of things, like they've added...
Oh, yeah, it's important that you have your... what is it? What's their, like, league minimum? $350,000 a year for anyone that's on the...
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's important to hash that out.
But I mean...
Make
like,
sure everyone's taken care
of. Like,
Charles Freewell, I gotta feed my kids.
Like, you know, they have things, like, they just implemented, like, the paternity list...
Sure.
Where a guy can, if he's having a child, can leave, you know. And,
yeah, I'm all for union. Well, I shouldn't say I'm all for unions, but in sports.
Yeah, I thought you told that line.
Yeah, it's important that, because, you know, what you think of is A-Rod making $250 million and over a long period of time. But there's a lot of guys who just get in the league for like 4 years.
That's the majority of people, I mean,
yeah.
Realistically.
Yeah, and that's not their whole career. They just do some time in the league. And then some guys, they'll do 13, 12 years in the league as a journeyman, and then they retire, they don't have any skills, you know, and they have to hit back the workforce and stuff. Not all of them get that.
If you have a family or something, you're away from your family almost the whole year. You have to keep your body in shape the whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's taxing.
That's your move on.
Cecil
Fielder.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, I respect the players' union. However, I wish they would step up and just implement testing.
Yeah.
That's the main thing right now. I don't know why they don't.
You know why they don't. You know exactly why they don't. It's because
they
would all fail.
I wish they would.
No, they won't, though, because the players would never allow it.
Well, I guess
because it would destroy the sport even further, because you don't even need testing to keep finding out how corrupt the sport is.
Well, it would destroy the sport for a couple of years.
The sport is so tainted.
But then, would it come back? If it got knocked down that low.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, it would.
No, baseball went away and became irrelevant, and then the 90s brought it back because everybody started cheating. And there were more home runs. And anybody who was doing anything exciting on the field, namely on the at the plate, other than Ken Griffey Jr. and Frank Thomas.
There's other things
that was cheating. Yeah, Cal Ripken, who got famous even though he batted like .270 for his career.
There's other things you won't hear people talk about, though, that happened in the 90s. They lowered the pitching mound.
No, this is ridiculous. No, there's no reason other than steroids, significant reason.
Yeah, there is.
It's a home run.
They changed.
You're going to tell me that Mark McGwire... hit that many home runs and Barry Bonds and Sammy Sosa hit that many home runs because they lowered the pitcher's mound.
Baseball
guys live in reality. Your whole sport's cheating. They're all cheating. They're all breaking the rules. Everyone, if they implemented
testing,
would get kicked out of the league.
I'm not denying those. You know those. Of course, Sosa, Bonds, McGwire. I'm not arguing those guys at all. They cheat.
Rafael Palmeiro, like
anybody that played for the Rangers,
and that's the thing. Nobody's keep getting busted too.
You know, Pudge, Alex Rodriguez, they all played together. They were all teammates at one time. Jose Canseco, but there's a lot of guys though that didn't use. And yeah, I think there was an advantage.
I think we have different versions of a lot.
they lowered
what websites
have
you been looking at for sports news? Because I think
news?
It's different right here.
Yeah.
Well, Dustin looks at the I Hate Baseball website, I think.
It's disappointing to me.
No, it is disappointing. You know.
Do you enjoy watching baseball right now, though?
Sometimes. I've grown very tainted against the sport.
If you want to respect the sport, go read Moneyball.
I mean, I've read Moneyball.
But I'm just saying, for anybody...
Yeah, the A's didn't do anything.
No.
The A's won 20 games in a row and won a couple AL Wests and couldn't
beat...
That's
not what the book is about.
I know, but then you couldn't read...
The book is about the Angels winning the World Series.
But then, yeah, but then they kept losing to the high-money teams. You know, like, Moneyball was changed the game, I understand.
Yeah.
But then not to win any championships.
No.
Because they kept losing to the Red Sox and the Yankees in the playoffs.
But they still... You can't say that all the Red Sox and all the Yankees were using. They just have more money.
Well, the game's cleaned up a little bit since then. Yeah. But now it looks like you can say that A-Rod was using one of the Yankees.
A-Rod really hasn't helped them win anything.
It does in the regular season.
Yeah.
Jeter probably was cleaned.
You know, you look
he weighs 115 pounds.
You know, I mean, you're a Mariners fan. You can't tell me Joey Cora was juicing.
No.
You know.
But we also didn't win any championships. I just, here's the thing with baseball. So, steroids thing aside, it does, I don't live in any world where I think any of the sports aren't corrupt. Cycling, of all sports, the bike one, is ended up being the most corrupt of them
Ping
all.
Ping pong, corrupt.
Ping pong. Well, there was the, in the Olympics this year, it was badminton. Remember? There was the badminton games
scandal.
That were getting thrown.
Wow.
Yeah, scandal.
I did not know that.
Because people are messed up, and so I understand that. The thing with baseball is the steroid stuff is annoying because there's the testing and people keep getting busted, whatever. I've also just, maybe it's because I played so much of it and I've watched it. I just find baseball very, very boring.
I find it most intellectually stimulating sport
to
watch.
Yeah, that's a standard pompous thing for baseball
fans.
No, no, I am jaded because baseball fans... They say that as if it's more strategy than any other sport,
there,
and it's not.
There's strategies on every single pitch.
Yeah, but that's true for every sport and every play. It's not in more intellectual.
But you can see it more in a baseball game versus a football game. I don't know. I don't really play
that's
football.
That's fair. That's fair that you don't know it. But to say that it's more intellectually stimulating is not true.
Well, the thing with the
well,
thing
for
with,
me it is because I am watching it and
you,
I get more intellectually stimulated.
With basketball and soccer, your best player can change the game, the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
Where in baseball, you know, you have to wait your turn. Michael Jordan quit baseball because of that.
Well,
he hated sitting on the bench and not being able to be a game changer until it was his turn.
Sure.
And then failing, and he was pissed. He couldn't just take the ball back and go, you know, dunk or shoot a three.
Yeah, pure adrenaline, it's obviously football. I love watching football.
Baseball's at the bottom of the list for pure adrenaline.
Right.
And I don't watch it for, like, you know, the home runs or whatever. You know?
You don't watch it for those runs scored?
No. I watch it for, like, the whole entire...
You say, nice double.
Yeah.
That'll amount to nothing. Head back into the dugout.
You know, yeah, I mean, I think as I get older, I appreciate, you know, watching a pitcher, you know, and what they're doing and if they're in the game or where they're at instead of, you know, just, did we get a hit, you know? It's because it's fun when you go to a game and you go to any stadium and the crowd gets excited over contact sometimes. They hit a fly ball and people are standing up and I'm like,
they just stand up, clap their hands. Man,
like,
that is intellectually stimulating.
I'm like, that's a pop.
I am intellectually stimulated. I guess you guys have lower standards for what you want out of a sport.
No, I just think I want different things out of a sport.
Yeah.
But
I like to watch the game and see, like, the battle between the pitcher and the hitter.
Yeah, that's in every sport,
that's
though.
Fun.
There's one-on-one matchups in every sport.
But when
sport.
I watch, when I watch, like, football... It's like more through people. You can get really like pumped up, and you know, it's like the adrenaline of the football game.
Yeah, well, there's no big pregame huddle, you know, in baseball.
Yeah,
when they announce the lineup.
Yeah, it's to me, I find the sport very boring, and it goes on. The action is so, maybe it's just the ADD in me. Maybe it's just because there's so many other.
It's kind of like watching soccer.
Well,
the one thing I can say about baseball,
I find soccer 10 times the sport as baseball.
This
and
is,
I know I shouldn't say that as
it
an
is
American.
The sport of the world.
It is, yeah.
The one thing I can say about baseball that you can't argue is every single year something will happen during the season that's never happened before, and it most likely won't happen again.
Okay, but that can you say that of every sport? I mean,
baseball season's so long. And
that's part of the problem.
There's so many games every day. You know, it's not like football where you're just waiting for the, you know, the Monday night game or for Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, or was it Thursdays now too? They shimmied a game in there.
Yeah.
But like last year, I forget who it was, but there was a player that swung at a pitch. He let go of the bat.
Yeah.
And he hit a home run.
Yeah.
With his hands not on the bat.
Yeah, but it's watered down to me because it's just
Dustin
one game.
Dustin wants just the playoffs. That's it.
No, I don't want just the playoffs.
He wants to get rid of this.
No, I want a 50-game season. I want a 50-game season. And then the playoffs. I think that baseball is so stuck on its traditions and its revenue because those games make money.
Not for every team.
I think the baseball it's just grown pretty irrelevant to me. It doesn't have the stars that it once had. There are no iconic players that are mainstream in the way. Like, it is so falling behind that if you grab your standard American kid and you said, you know, they're not rocking around with Votto jerseys, Joey Votto or Ryan Braun jerseys, like, because there are no great emerging stars.
Well, this
like,
is traditionally
like,
not a
like,
big
even
baseball
like Mike
town.
Trout, Mike Trout is your great young, and
but
it's
you
not
go to Orange County, he's big
he's
and
everywhere.
He's
well,
big
he's in that town.
I mean, he's in
but
that town.
But there's no Ken Griffey Jr. who's getting multiple video games and like defining.
Derek Jeter.
Yeah, but Derek Jeter's what, a year from retiring? He's
yeah.
last generation. As a baseball fan, it's I don't think you have any of these great emerging stars that are going to define the sport. I think it's fallen way behind.
I kind of don't like it in the public view as much.
Yes.
You know, I don't need video games to validate my sport.
You are so just pompous and proud, and you don't want other people to watch your sport, and you don't want to have success.
I want people to watch it, but I don't need a video game to be like, oh,
I don't need someone to tell me that it's a good sport.
I enjoy
it.
Yeah.
Oh man, I just couldn't disagree with you more. And we've had these discussions. I will say, especially you, John, though, I don't take your baseball opinions. You know a lot about the sport, but your commentary on it versus other sports is kind of irrelevant because you don't know anything about any other sports.
And I'll admit that.
Yeah.
I don't know much about other sports.
And
I don't like to watch them.
Yeah, I'm just the guy like trying to introduce you to other things. Like, no, it gets so much better than
baseball. Is baseball my gateway drug?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It gets so much better than baseball.
I'm a little bit more well-rounded, but I still enjoy baseball more than football or the occasional basketball game.
Yeah.
Well, can I touch on football real quick?
Yeah.
And why? But when I was
we'll talk sports, I think, for the rest of this podcast.
When I was a kid, the Cleveland Browns were stolen by Art Modell in the middle of the night and taken to Baltimore. At that time, my dad was heartbroken. This is a diehard fan that used to go to Browns games all the time when they were terrible.
So you've got NFL baggage.
And it was just,
at.
You know,
so,
was,
yeah,
my dad just stopped. He's like, you know, NFL's kind of over for us.
Yeah. So I'm the same way with the NBA. As a Seattle fan, I lost a team.
I can't believe that happened. So.
I lost a team that had, it was the only Seattle championship in 79. The Sonics won the NBA championship. And it was the coolest team of the 90s. Gary Payton and Sean Kemp.
Sean Kemp.
Yeah, I mean, the Rain Man was winning dunk contests, and the glove was like the start. Gary Payton was the start of a new player where he would steal the ball and then he would go clap in the face of the guy he stole from. He was like one of the first players to chew gum on the court.
Can I comment real quick? Jason Kidd is retiring.
Yes.
Last active player from NBA Jam.
Wow.
This is it. When he retires, that is it. He's the last remaining player from NBA Jam.
What a stat.
So
I'm with you on that. I understand when that happened, and dude, because we had just drafted Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
And there was rumors of us losing the Sonics, and then we drafted Durant, and we're like, he's our Messiah.
Yeah.
He's the best young player in the NBA right now. He's great. He's humble. He's nice. And then just like a thief in the night, like the team was gone. So I have NBA baggage.
It's definitely hard when you get a team ripped away from you.
So what do you do? You clean to Portland now, or?
I don't clean.
Yeah.
No.
Just
kinda... I don't have cables. I don't watch any sport really. I follow sports. But the NBA is weird. NBA versus MLB. You know, if we're going on that debate, The NBA, I've grown a little weary of because of just the prima donnas of the sport.
flopping.
You know, the flopping, the divas of the sport, the big three. I understand it. People are just trying to watch it. But I find a 60-minute basketball game,
much more intimate,
way
please.
More entertaining. And I think that it's a standard baseball thing to say, to be like, no, you know, there's more strategy in baseball. No, there's not. No,
there's
not
that much strategy in basketball.
That's so wrong. You guys are so wrong.
Get the ball to your best player.
No, no, no. It's such an ignorant
out.
Perspective because those guys practice and run plays. And, like, you don't,
yeah.
when you're looking at the game, you don't understand what you're seeing. That they're like, no, this guy is guarding this guy, and then we're bringing the sixth man off the bench who's going to go against this guy, and you're running this play at this
Sounds
time.
Sounds like you're talking about man-to-man defense.
Yeah, no, no, no. And then they
I get
run,
the concept.
No, no, no. And then they run, no, but then they'll switch to zone, they'll switch the defense
right.
type. You know, they'll practice inbound plays for
things.
Days.
But, I mean, I think we can all
baseball
agree.
Is so popular. You guys said that
the
thing
last,
is so much more.
The last 10 minutes of every basketball game is the same. First of all, it's not 10 minutes. It's about an hour.
Yeah.
Everybody's fouling everybody just to get them on the line, make them shoot their free throws.
Yeah.
It's just, it gets boring.
I feel like
to
that
me,
with
and
the whole
monotonous.
Entire NBA season. I can just tune in to the last little bit,
yeah.
and it's just
and it's gonna
see,
be the same thing.
And that's what I would say about baseball. It's the same thing for all that is played up in strategy and strategy and yada yada. At the end of the day, it comes down to who has a better day, the hitter or the pitcher. Like at the end of a game, you know, like if the pitcher makes his right pitch, then most times if he's having a better day, like you say that, you know, one man takes over a sport. Not as much as in baseball once in every 5 days, though, like because it really is one of the most individualistic of the sports because of whoever's pitching on the mound, you know. Because if that pitcher's having a good day...
A pitcher can't win by himself, though.
Yeah, he almost can.
He's got to have defense behind him. The offense has to put a run on the board.
A run.
There's still, like, in basketball, it's like, let's give the ball to Kobe.
Yeah. Let's talk about
court,
it versus soccer.
Forth.
This is my most controversial American opinion, is that I think soccer is 10 times the sport of baseball. And I understand that I'm in the minority here. I think that that's changing because I think people are, like, it's caught up to everyone how boring baseball is.
It's caught up.
They're like, wait a minute. Oh, man, football is way better than this. But I think that there's a couple knocks on it. Well, first off, you guys don't follow soccer.
I don't follow soccer. I do enjoy playing soccer.
Okay.
I'm kind of open to getting into soccer, but
mm-hmm.
I find it, like, fairly confusing.
Okay.
And that's
Which
why
means if you know it, you might find it intellectually stimulating.
I probably would.
Yeah.
But John's, like, sleeping over here.
Yeah, John. You are a baseball fan. You're from the Midwest. You're very white.
Italian heritage.
You drive a Chevy Malibu. You are everything that is not an American soccer fan.
Because I drive a Chevy.
Well,
it's the cheapest car at the
you
time.
You drive an American car. You wear plaid shirts. You know, you're a happily married American man who goes to breweries on his wife's birthday. You are everything
you
that is
drive.
Not...
I'm from the Midwest.
Car.
I do, but that has nothing to do with why. Why do you not like watch follow soccer?
I've just never enjoyed it. You know, every time you see a kid playing on a soccer team,
it's the most participated youth sport in America.
Every time a kid's playing soccer, he's not playing baseball.
Do you like it just because? Do you like baseball more because you? Oh, amateur hour because Americans are no good at soccer, or at least
I couldn't tell you if they're good or not. I don't know.
It's,
I don't know where we rank in the
so
world.
It's so painful. It's the most played and beloved sport in the whole world, and you don't know anything about it.
No, I don't. And I mean, I'll admit, you know, to that. And it's I don't know. It's just to me, it's not fun.
I think we need to go watch a full soccer game with Dustin. And
we should do a triathlon. We'll go watch three sports together.
Yeah,
and then we'll.
I will make it through. It's not like I don't, because I think I could keep up with you guys on baseball talk. I know what's happening.
I'll show you.
I think I played more baseball than both of you guys. Maybe that's why I'm so jaded. Is that I spent so much time at shortstop,
sounds like we
not
have some,
doing anything.
Some deeper things we need to talk about, Dustin. Was there pressure from dad? Maybe or?
Pressure from my coach. I had a high school coach that I kid you not. He brought us a letter from his daughter one day and said, please win more games because Daddy is very mad when we lose. He ran into the team.
Wow.
So maybe that's why I don't like baseball.
Are you? And you did use steroids.
I did. Yes, I was
during the 90s.
I was 120 pounds, eight.
During an assisted coach
on
pitch.
The roids. Yeah, you know, just. Yeah.
But the thing about baseball, and you guys can make fun of me for saying this. Football, soccer, and basketball. You run one direction, then you run the other. You're going back and forth the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. They're all similar in that aspect.
In premise,
baseball,
they're very similar.
Baseball, nothing similar. I mean, you could talk about, you know, cricket or something.
We'll leave it at this. Extra innings. Enough said.
Free baseball.
Free baseball.
There's no time. You know, and that's why a lot of people don't like this sport. They're like, it's too long. You know, the season's long. The game's long.
I watched the game till 2 in the morning this season.
Yeah.
And did you win?
We lost. And
But here's the thing. Let me ask you this. This is one of my rubs with baseball. Even if you won, there's not really that much to get excited about. Because one game, this is maybe my primary knock against baseball. One game is just not significant enough. It just doesn't matter.
At the end of the season.
Yeah, but it all evens out at the end of the season, because at the end of the season, the two teams that are good in the division are always within 5 games of each other. It just happens every year. It was the same teams that were close.
I think
in July.
Any sport has that same problem.
Yeah,
you'll see teams climb and fall though in any sport.
You don't need that long of a season for parity though, because look at the NFL. The NFL has different teams in it winning it every year. It was the Ravens and the Niners in the Super Bowl last year. They couldn't even keep the lights on in the stadium. Yeah, there you go.
Well, the NFL would definitely NFL would definitely have more games if it wasn't such a rough sport. You know.
Yeah, well, let's roughen up baseball a bit.
Mm.
Let's let them fight.
Full contact.
Yeah.
So let's wrap this up.
Yeah, are you in a hurry to go somewhere there?
I am.
I got a little work in.
So what are some topics that we're going to be talking about next week?
I think I'm going to be talking more about soccer. And
soccer.
Letting you guys know.
I don't know if I can make it.
It's the best sport in the world.
So we're going to have some friends on next week.
Maybe
talking some Star Wars.
Well, yeah, we do need to talk Star Wars. With this group. Yeah, and I'm no Star Wars buff. Is that a thing? No Star Wars nerd.
I am a Star Wars nerd with the original. I got a little addicted back in the 90s. The new ones, I'm not...
You speak about like an old drug addiction.
The new ones I'm not well-versed on.
Okay. All right, well, we'll talk a little Star Wars, a little soccer, a little whatever's going on in a week, but thanks for listening.